Okay, we'll say today's daf is Erevin Daf Tzadi Tes. I hope you're making plans for an exciting Siyum, either on Sunday or maybe Shabbos. We finish on Sunday, but you know it's not so much. So if you wanted to rush and make a Siyum on Shabbos, you theoretically could. Either way, we're at the Mishnah here. Let's not count their chickens before they're hatched. We're on the Mishnah here at Tzadi Ches Amud Beis, and at the bottom. And we have a bunch of quick-hitting Mishnayos and Gemaras today. So let's just start, let's get to it. Omed Adam Rishus HaYachid Umetaltal Rishus HaRabim. If a person is standing in Rishus HaYachid, Rashi says either Babayis or Alagag, right? He's either in a house, right? Or he's on a roof. And what is he doing? He's Metaltal Rishus HaRabim, and he's reaching out and moving things in the Rishus HaRabim. Right? He's obviously the house borders Rishus HaRabim. He's reaching out and he's moving something, a ball, whatever example you want to think of. Or the opposite, Bershus Rabbim will metal to the Bershus Yachid, or the opposite is happening. Ubilvad, meaning that's mutter, meaning that metal tell, meaning he is allowed to. Ubilvad shlo yotzi chutz l'arba'amos, as long as he doesn't move them more than dalet amos, because that would be right, moving dalet amos Bershus harabim. Right, obviously, that's not actual chutzah, that's good, that's drabban, and Rashi says that's a din drabban. Right, you can imagine the gzeira that is necessary there. Lo yamod adam Bershus Yachid v'yashtim Bershus Rabbim. Similarly, a person shouldn't stand in the Rishus HaYachid and urinate into Rishus HaRabim, or the opposite, Rishus HaRabim v'yashim Rishus HaYachid, or the opposite, v'chein lo yarok, and also he shouldn't spit from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or the opposite, or the reverse. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af mishenitlash ruko bepiv, even after a person's, now, roke is saliva, we're going to have phlegm in a second in the Gemara, but even roke is saliva, so even when a person's saliva is detached in his mouth, meaning a person always has saliva in his mouth, but sometimes it kind of pools there and it collects. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, even when the saliva has already collected in your mouth, meaning at that point, lo yalech arba amos ashe yorok, meaning at that point it's already considered to be detached from your body, even if you haven't spit it out yet, and then so much so that you shouldn't walk dalet amos Bershus HaRabim, because that's going to be something considered as if you're carrying the saliva, right? And before you think that's ridiculous, so that's the Shulchan Aruch writes this. He quotes, he brings this halacha, if I'm not mistaken. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. He says that, right, again, the saliva is already considered detached when it collects. But obviously, if it's not happening unconsciously, meaning we always have saliva in our mouths, but when it collects a little bit to the point where you notice it, so at that point you have right two choices. You can either swallow it or spit it out. So right, at that point, it's already detached from your body, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously that will impact if you're walking. Okay. It says the Gemara. Masni le Rav Chinna bar Shalmie lechia bar Rav kamei Rav. The Rav Chinna bar Shalmie taught in front of Rav. Lo yamod adam Rishus Yachid and metalto Rishus Rabin. See, if you notice, he added a word there. That's a very important word. He added the word lo. Right, our mission said omid, that a person is allowed to do this, right? To stand in Rishus Rabin and move something in Rishus Yachid, or the opposite, or the reverse. But here, according to Rav Chinana, the text should be Lo Yamod Adam Rishus Yachid Umtal Rishus Rabin, right? Obviously, and the reverse as well. So Omer Lei, so Rav said back to him, Shvakta Rabbanan Ve'avadata K'Rabbi Meir. You have disregarded the Chachamim, you have left the Chachamim behind, and you took the Shita of Rabbi Meir. That's going to be, this is going to be a machokas in a couple of blot, right, whether you can do this. So why did Rabbi Chanina choose the text of the Mishnah that kind of seems to agree with Rabbi Meir? That's obviously the Das Yochid. Usually that's a little strange. So Gemara says, who saw bar me the sefer Rabbi Meir, Reishon Ami Rabbi Meir. As we're going to see, the Mishnah, is it the next Mishnah? No, the Mishnah in a couple of blah is also Rabbi Meir's Shita. So therefore he assumed that this is also Reishon Ami Rabbi Meir. He assumed that this is also Rabbi Meir's Shita, and therefore the text should read Lo Yamod. And therefore, that's why he changed it. But Gemara says Lohi, but it's not really true. Sefer Rabbi Meir, Reishon Rabbanan. No, it's just this Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah in a couple of blah is Rabbi Meir. Okay. Ubilvachlo Yosi Chutz, says the Mishnah said, as long as you don't take it outside of more than Dalet Amos. As now the question is, right? I jumped the gun a little bit, and I said that it's not an Isser D'Oraisa, right? It's a Gzeira. That's actually a discussion over here. And there are two deos whether it will result in an Isser D'Oraisa and a Chiyav Chatas, or just a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, right? Because, you may come to actually do Hotzah in another scenario. So the Gemara says, right? So, Ubilvachlo Yotzi Chutz, right? Ha Hotzi Chiyav Chatas. I'm implying, right? One way to read the Mishnah. Is that if he did do that, then you chayev chatas. It's a din d'oraisa. So lema maseh lela rava. Maybe this proves rava shita. Dama rava hamaver chayfetz mitchilas arba lesof arba ve'aviron derech alav chayev. Right, we had a couple of times. I think we may even mention yesterday. Right, if you rava says if you take an item in the rishus harabim, right, from the beginning of Dalai Lama's to the end of Dalai Lama's, and you move it over yourself, meaning not really, but you carry it above 10 tefachim, i.e. in the Makom Ptur, so you're going to be chayiv, even though you went from Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Ptur to Rishus HaRabim. So here, the same thing, because a person, what did we say? A person's either standing in a house or on a roof. That was how Rashi explained the Mishnah. The Mistama, the case is, if you're moving a Dalai Lama's Rishus HaRabim, it must be that you picked it up at some point, and that's how you moved it. And therefore, it went through a Makom Ptur. So Gemara says, no, Kiketani hi mhotzi chayev chatas. Right? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about what punishment you get. Right? Mi katani hi mhotzi chayev chatas, til mi mhotzi patar avalasar. Maybe it's just an Isser D'Rabbanan, right? And not an Isser D'Oraisa at all. And the Gemara says, yigid d'amri, or you could say that the opposite conversation happened. Right, the implication from the Mishnah is ha'hotzi patar avalasa. Right, if you did do it, it's also midarabanan. Lema David tiuf to derava. Maybe that's against Rava. Damar Rava hamar betchilas arba lasof arba behavior the derech alav chayiv. So the Gemara says no. Mikatani, who says that it's hotzi patar avalasa? That the Mishnah doesn't say what the punishment is whatsoever. Dilma im hotzi chayiv chadas. Maybe it's actually also midaraisa. So therefore, right, again, that would prove Rava's opinion. Right, but again, we have no real way of proving one way or another, because the Mishnah simply did not mention the punishment. Okay, lo yamad adam mishus hayachir. Right, then lahashtin, a person not allowed to urinate into rishus harabim. So Rav Yosef hishtin v'rak chayev chatas. Now this doesn't mean both. Right, you don't have to do both, but it's either or. Right, so vav, the vav usually means and, but sometimes it can mean or. And here certainly it means, or there's no reason why you'd have to urinate and spit to be chayav midaraisa. They're not connected whatsoever. So either someone who urinates or spits from one rishos to the other, so he is chayav chatas, that's also midaraisa. The Gemara says, v'ba'ina nakir v'anachem el gabe makom arba, right, v'leka. Don't we require for someone to be chayav for otzah, you need to have an akira and anacha, you need to pick it up and put it down from a place that's dalet al dalet, from a chashuva place. And you don't have that, obviously, right? You're spitting from your mouth, or urinating, right? That's not a place that's dalet al dalet. So Gemara says, machshavaso mishavi le'makom. Fascinating answer, that a person's machshava, right, since dalet al dalet, the purpose of dalet al dalet is to say that's a chashuva area. So if you, right, your machshava, right, again, we had a Nesachah Shabbos, not Melachas Machshavas Asher Torah, that the Torah answered a malacha of, with an intent. Literally, that's what that means. So that your machshava here on Shabbos is crucial. So a person's machshava can turn this into a dalet al dalet area. Obviously, it's not going to make the dimensions of the area bigger, but it turns it into a chashuva area, and therefore, right, you're going to be chayiv. Dilu temahachi, because if you don't say that, so hada marava zarek v'nach b'piya kele b'piya kivshan chayiv chatas. When Rava said, if you throw an item more than dalet amos and it falls in a dog's mouth, or in an oven, right, again, no playing fetch on Shabbos, so there's no Erev. So you're going to be chayiv chatas. This is asumi daraisa. Ay, v'abayinu n'cha n'cha agave makom arba v'leka, right? You need to land in a place that's dalet al dalet, and a dog, well, I guess it could be a really big dog, but most dogs do not have a mouth that is 4x4 tzvachim. So the Gemara says, el makshava asu shem shavi le'makom, so hachanami, makshava asu shavi le'makom. It must be that a person's makshava turns it into a place that is chashuv. Boy, Rava asks the following question. Interesting question, and again, the example is a little strange, but certainly the application of halacha is important. The Gemara is going to end with a teku, but the machshava behind the question is right. Obviously, this is what to say. But boy, Rava said, "Hu b'rishus hayachid upi ama b'rishus harabim ma'u." Let's say a person is standing right on the border, between the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, mamish, he's standing smack on the border. So his body is in the Rosh Hashanah, but his private area is in the Rosh Hashanah. So mahu, what's the deal then if he goes and urinates? So Basar Akira Azlinan or Basar Yetzia Azlinan? Are we going to use the place where the urine left, i.e. by the person's bladder, kidneys, etc., that's in the Rosh Hashanah, or Basar Yetzia Azlinan? Or are we going to go by the point of exit, meaning the place where it leaves, which is obviously, that's already in the Rosh Hashanah, is going to be chayiv or not? So the Gemara says, teku, right? That's something that Tishbi, Yitaris, Kushios, Bios, right? Eliyahu HaNavi will, Mit Hashem, answer that question. Okay. V'chein lo yarek Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein lo yarek, and so too you can't spit. And Rabbi Yehuda then said, etc., etc. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda had said that if a person has saliva kind of rolling around in his mouth, so that is already going to be usher to walk down the Amos with, and it's already considered to be out of his body. So the Gemara says, right? It's seemingly that if the saliva just pooled in your mouth, but hifich means, hifich bar Rashi says, means like hifich ba betoch piv. That's the language he uses. It means, it seems to imply that you have to like kind of move it around in your mouth a little bit, right? Implying that, meaning that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So seemingly, if you just have saliva pooling there, that's going to be the issue. Even if you didn't like move it from, let's say, cheek to cheek. But it's not dealing with the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about we've mentioned in the past that for items, for food to be able to be mekabel tuma, it needs to become wet with one of these seven liquids. Yad Shach Adam, with one of the seven liquids that is machshir food to be mekabel tuma. And the question is, what is the status of saliva? Is it saliva? Is not one of them, but saliva could be water. Water is one of them. So the question is, how do you view saliva? So the Mishnah says, "I ochel devela biyadayim misalavos." So let's say you're eating devela is a fig cake with dirty hands, and what this means here, it means that doesn't mean actually dirty hands, but you know, this, for the same reason we wash before we eat bread, when Chazal said that all hands that if you know you're not tahor, right, any hands that are going to be what they call a sheni latuma, which is going to have the status of being able to be metame truma and kudshim. Again, the mice of the example is not important, but the point is that the hands can convey tuma to the food that's in your mouth, potentially, if the food in your mouth was machshir lekabel tuma, meaning if the food in your mouth was able, is already prepared to be lekabel tuma. So obviously the fig cake is not wet, but you put it in your mouth and there's saliva. So hichnis yada l'toch piv l'tol tzor. Let's say, right, haya ochel devela b'yadayim esoavos, v'hichnis yada l'toch piv l'tol tzor. You're eating this fig cake, let's say it's truma, right, mistama, it's truma or kachem or whatever, or not kachem, that doesn't make sense, it must be truma. And you put your hand in, and all of a sudden you realize, the cake is not as high quality as you thought, and there's a stone, there's a little stone or a pebble or whatever in your mouth. So then you put your hand in your mouth, and you touch the fig cake. So the question is like this: is saliva going to be machshir the fig cake to be mekabel tuma? So Rabbi Meir Metaher, Rabbi Yossi Metaher. Rabbi Meir says yes, that saliva does make it the kabel tuma, meaning that saliva is considered water. Rabbi Yossi says no, that saliva is not considered water, and it's considered just a part of a person's body. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is the important point, that hifech ba tame, lo hifech ba tahor. Only if you move the saliva around in your mouth, then it's going to be tame, meaning that it's already detached from your body. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda mention that you need to move it around in your mouth for it to be considered detached from your body, then something that you're going to be carrying on Shabbos, right? Our Mishnah didn't mention it. So Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlev Zashita. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, usually Mukhlev Zashita means you switch the opinions, but here Rashi says, if you look at Mukhlev Zashita, Hichlif Rabbi Yehuda Shita Soviyatza Himena, that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. That meaning back in our Mishnah, he said, he figured that you don't have to move it around in your mouth, and then later on, and then the other Mishnah in, where's that Mishnah? Kalim. So he changed his mind, and then that's why he ruled like that. That you need to detach the saliva from your mouth to be considered not a part of your body anymore. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, La'olam lo ta'achlif. No, you don't have to, it's not the Rebbe Yehuda that changes his mind, because Achim Ayaskinan Bekicho. Here we're talking about not saliva, but phlegm, right? Let's say, you know, Refuah Shleima, if you have some sort of infection, got some green stuff popping up there that you're kind of, you know, if you're hakalugi there, it's the green stuff in your mouth, that's already. The phlegm, that's already something that you can, you know, you don't need to swish that around in your mouth. That's already, as soon as that enters your mouth, that's already detached from your body. But saliva, that already, if you move it around, that only at that point is it going to be considered detached from your body. The Rabbi Yehuda himself said that if you have phlegm that's in your mouth, meaning it's detached from your body, so you can't walk to Aladamas. My love rope for nitlash, isn't that the same thing as saliva? So the Gemara says, "Lo, kicho nitlash." Right? What did you mean? It only said phlegm. It didn't say saliva. I Tanya, this is a better question. Not that the Gemara needs my approval, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer kicho shenitlash vechein roko shenitlash. Right? Lo yhalach arba amos hashiyarok. Right? So here you have a brisa that says specifically, explicitly that the two are the same status. So Gemara says, "You're right." Ela mechavarta k'deshin meikara. Well, no. Like we said originally, that mukhlef is hashita. That the Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, and that's how you reconcile the two brises, the Mishnah and the our Mishnah over here. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but kiach. Kiach, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Kiach b'fnei rabo chayav misa. Someone who spits phlegm in front of his rebbe is chayav misa. Shemar, as the pasuk says, kol masana. Sorry, not spit, but that means to kind of like cough up and pull up. Rashi says, well, we'll see in a second. You'll see it changes what it means, but here it means to cough it up in your mouth in front of your rebbe. You chayav misa. Shemar, v'kol masana ohavu maves. Right, because everybody who hates me, the pasuk is referring to the Torah in Mishlei. Anybody who hates me is chayav misa. Al tikri lemsanai ella lemasniai. Someone who makes other people hate me is chayav misa. I mean, if you make someone else disrespect the Torah, so that's bad news. The Gemara says v'amina onis. But sometimes, if you have a cough or you have an infection, so you're coughing it up, or coughing up phlegm is not something that's disrespectful. Sometimes it's an onis. You can't stop yourself. It happens against your will. So the Gemara says, yeah, no, the case is, what are we talking about here? Kiach v'rach, coming on, right? Yeah, if you spit, right, you cough up phlegm, and then you spit in front of your Rebbe, so that's already, people are going to get disgusted by how the Talmidim are treating their Rebbe, and that will cause them to hate the Torah, etc., etc. Okay. Says new Mishnah. Lo yamod adam b'shusar abim v'yishtah b'shusar yachad v'yishtah b'shusar abim. A person shouldn't stand in b'shusar yachad and drink in b'shusar abim. Right, again, you're leaning over, let's say. That's a problem. And the reverse is true as well. How can you do that? You have to get most of your body, your head and most of your body, into the area where you're drinking. Right? You can dip, kind of bend over the wall of the well, as it were. Right? Don't fall in, and then you're okay. Again, the concern is that you'll end up bringing something from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, or the reverse. Right, Rashi says over here, Shemiyach Nisakli Atzlo. Right, we don't want you to be drawn after, you drinking yourself is fine, but again, if you take a kli and then you're moving a kli, that's going to be a big problem. So the Gemara and the Mishnah finishes V'chein Begat, and so do by a wine press. Again, we've mentioned this Mishnah before, but we'll have to clarify what exactly that means. Says the Gemara, Reisha Rabbanan V'Sefer Rabbi Meir. One second, the last Mishnah was Rabbi the Rabbanan, right, that you're allowed to move items from one rishus while you're standing in another rishus. But here, but now our Mishnah, this over here, it says like Rabbi Meir that you're not allowed to. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, the Chafatzin Shetzuchin Lo. Right, the case is no, and that everybody agrees over here. Right, V'divrei Kol, and everybody agrees that this Mishnah, that the case is here that you need something. You need the water. Right, you need the water. Rashi says, "Afilu Rabbanan Moded." The Gazer Behu. Sorry, first wide line in Rashi. The Chafatz Matzrichim Lo. Afilu Rabbanan Moded. The Gazer Behu. Really, even the Rabbanan or Moded that you have a Dinder Rabbanan here, because Mitzochshu Tzarich Lahem. Because you need this water. You're very thirsty. So there we are concerned. Yachnisim Etzlo, that you're going to bring the kli and move it from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, that's why there's a Gzera. By the way, that's the question. What about Makarmelis Mai? What about a Karmelis? Right, he's a Shus Rabim, Shus, I get, but what about a Shus Yochid to a Carmelis or whatever? Amar Abai, it's the same halacha. Amar Rava, one second. Hagufa gzera. What do you mean? A karmelis is a din derabanan itself. I don't make him vinigzer gzera. You don't make a gzera on a gzera, right? We're going to make a decree, and maybe you won't violate this decree. We don't do that. So Rabbi mina aminola. How do I know that we can do that? Midigatani, because the Mishnah says v'chein begat, and so too by a wine press. Meaning mistama, what it means. That's exactly the same case as the first one. Right, so what must that be a case of? That must be where the wine press is a karmelis. So apparently you see the halacha is the same. So Rava, Amar Rava says, no, what are you talking about? That has nothing to do, right? This is a very difficult explanation because why is it here? But Rava says this has nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos, right? L'inyan Meiser. Right, it's only dealing with dinim of Meiser because right, we know that when does food have a status when is it finished and needs to be tithed, as they say? You have to take Trumas and Maestros. That's when the whole process is completed. When you take out food for permanent use. If you're just drinking temporarily, so then that's not going to be chayiv. The food in question is not going to be chayav in Trumas and Maestros. So that's what we're talking about. That if you lean over the wine press and have a drink, so that's not going to be considered a permanent, a kavua type of drinking or consuming. That's going to be considered arai, and therefore the wine that you're drinking is not chayav in Trumas and Maestros. V'chein amar Rav Sheshes, v'chein begas, and l'inyan Maestros. And Rav Sheshes also said that this is talking about Hilchos, Trumas and Maestros. That's not because we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah is in Maestros, not surprisingly. Shosin al Hagat, person is allowed to drink over a wine press. Bein Bechamin, Bein Metzonin, right? Whether the water you use to dilute the wine, right? Back in the day, they used to dilute their wine. Otherwise, it was very, very thick, and you couldn't really drink it. So whether the water you use to dilute the wine is cold or hot, right? Upater, and you're Upater from Trumas or Maestros, that's Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzedek, Marchayev. And Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzedek says you are Chayev. Right, again, even if you drink over, right, he holds that is a koveya type of drinking. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim split it, right, ala chamin chayiv, valatzonin potter, if it's hot, so then you're chayiv, because then that's already a more permanent type of drinking. Tzonin potter, but if it's cold, diluted with cold water, so then it's fine, because maybe they should max here some osir, because you can pour back anything that was left over, because that won't then subsequently ruin anything that's in the wine press. Okay, fine. Another Mishnah. Call it Adam min hamazchila. A person is allowed, and this is a different case altogether. Let's say there's a house that has, right back in the day, the houses were the roofs on the houses were not slanted, and therefore they were flat-ish, and therefore they needed I guess nowadays we have gutters also, but they really, really needed a gutter to make sure all the water would flow off, and then kind of not pool up there on the top of the roof. So a person is allowed, if a person is in Rishus HaRabim, there are a bunch of long rashis over here, but I'll hopefully explain without having to go inside. If a person is standing in Rishus HaRabim, he is allowed to hold up a kli to the gutter and gather the water that is falling there. Lamata Me'asar Tfachim, as long as the gutter is less than 10 Tfachim from the ground. Fine. So let's see in a second what's going on over here. Right? Meaning, the pashtus is that, again, what are you doing? Right? The water, you're in the Rishus HaRabim, and when the gutter is within 10 Tvachim, so the water is also in the Rishus HaRabim, right? It's already falling out of the gutter, right? As we'll see in a second, you can't put it up to the lip of the gutter, but the water is already falling out, which means the water that you're collecting is in the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore, right, again, you're below 10 Tvachim, everything is fine. Umenatzinor mikol makom shosa. But if it's a pipe, not a gutter, the difference between a pipe and a gutter, a pipe obviously is a pipe, and it's, let's say, like L-shaped away from the building. The gutter is kind of open on top, and as we'll see, the distance between the gutter and the pipe is different. The gutter is right next to the house, and the gutter is the spout or the mouth is leading away from the house. It's more than 3 tefachim away from the house. We'll see that that's important. That's a difference. And there, in that case, you can even put the kli straight up to the mouth of the pipe. Okay, says the Gemara, kolate in aval mitzarif lo. Apparently, you're allowed to catch the water as it falls, but you're not allowed to put the kli flush up against the gutter and get it as it kind of rolls off. So Gemara says, my time. Well, what's the difference? Why not? Some Rav Nachman hacha b'mazchila pochos mishlosha. Here the case is where the gutter is flat up against the house, right, less than three tefachim away from the roof, from the house. Because if it's less than three tefachim away from the roof, right, again, they're obviously lavud, so then it's considered to be part of the roof. The roof, obviously, is Rishus HaYachid. Right, so therefore, the gutter itself is Rishus HaYachid. So now if you're in Rishus HaRabim and you're taking the water straight from the gutter, that's going to be taking water from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learned the Raisa, Omid Adam Rishus HaYachid, U'magbia Yadu L'mala Me'asar Tfachim. A person can stand in Rishus HaYachid, Rashi says, it's you're really on a roof, and then you put your hand above 10 Tfachim, you're not literally standing there with your hands raised, meaning you are above 10 Tfachim from the ground, and you can... And there, and then the pachos mishlosha samach lagag v'kolit. Then you can put your hand within three tefachim of another roof, and catch the water. Right? Not remember, kolit means you can catch the water as it falls. Ubilvach leitzarif. And yitzarif means you can't press the kli flat against the roof. The difference there. Meaning, right, and because as Rashi says, that's already, that would not be an issue of Otsah, but that would be going from one Rishus HaYachid to another without an Eruv. Meaning, if you Eruv the roofs, then it would be fine. But here the case is whether the roofs are not Eruv. Now, this Lechora should be against, if you remember, against Rabbi Shimon, who said you're allowed to carry all, between all roofs in a single city, and against, who was the last sheet of the Mishnah that... roofs, Carpavios, Chateros, etc. Or maybe that was Rabbi Shimon. All right, I have to chazer. I apologize. But meaning the Chor, that should be against that Shita. I think it's Rabbi Shimon, right? Okay, either way, so some of the Rishonim understand that that's not what we're talking about at all. I mean, that the guy's not standing here Shusar Yachab, but he's standing here Shusar Rabim. So now we're talking about going from one roof to Shusar Rabim, right? That reads a little bit cleaner because that's the case that we've been talking about the entire time. Okay, either way. That's the Tani Nami Hachi. That's a proof. Tani Idach, another proof for Rav Nachman. Lo Yamod Adam Rishus HaYachid VeYagbia Yada L'mala Rishus HaTzvachim. Here he says right, again, according to the Mandamer, who says that the last case is you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, right, you would have to change the text, obviously, change the girsa. So again, here Lo Yamod Adam Rishus HaYachid, a person shouldn't stand in Rishus HaYachid VeYagbia Yada L'mala Rishus HaTzvachim. Right, the Fachos Mishosh Samach Lagag VeYitarif Aval Kolit Hu Vishosa. Right, again, same idea. Right, he's allowed to catch the water. He shouldn't put the kli straight flat, flush against the roof. Minatzino mikol makom shosa. Why are you allowed to drink from straight away, right up into the mouth of the pipe? Because Tana with the Raisa, or Tana taught us that imyesh betzino baral avra oser. No, I'm sorry, that's not going to answer that question. I apologize. Meaning the reason why the tzino you're allowed to drink straight up is because it's ready three tefachim away from the roof, and therefore it's not considered part of the roof. Okay, minatzino mikol makom shosa. You can drink from the tzinor. Tanya wanted a brisa. Im yesh batzino arba al arba aser. If the tzinor, if the pipe itself is 4x4 tefachim, then it's aser. Why? Because that's already a karmelis. So then you're taking from the karmelis to the rishus harabim. And that, therefore, so our Mishnah's pipes must be less than 4 tefachim wide. Okay, one more Mishnah, and then we'll end Gemara, obviously, and then we'll call it. Bor b'rishus harabim v'chul yoso gavo asar tefachim. Let's say you have a pit, meaning like a cistern, meaning a place where they store water. That's in the middle of rishus harabim, and you have the lip, which is 10 tefachim. We'll see exactly what that means, but the lip around the pit is 10 tefachim high. So there, in that case, chalon shalak above memalin him and b'shabbos. If you are in a window that's above this pit, you can lower down a bucket and you can get some water from it on Shabbos. Right? Again, because it's going to be its own rishus hayochid. Ashbe Rishus Rabin Gavoa Sar Tvachim Chalon Shal Gavav Shochin Tzocha Mayim B'Shabbos. Same idea with an Ashbe as a garbage dump. That already has 10 Tvachim high. Meaning if the dump itself, meaning it's 10 Tvachim high, and Mistam has 4 Tvachim across. So therefore, you can pour from... you can pour water from a window that's above it, because again, you're pouring from Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara says, but my asking, what's the case over here? Elim of a smucha, if you tell me that the pit, the cistern, is right next to the Rishus HaYachid, the Rashi says that it's less than 4 tzvachim. Was there Rashi? Yeah, besmucha, right? If you look at Rashi, almost halfway up in the fat lines, so shabor smucha lekotal betoch arba tvachim. Right, if it's less than 4 tvachim from the Rishus HaYachid to the pit, so lamid chuliyah. Sorry, you don't even need the lip to be 10 tvachim high. Right, the less than 4 tvachim. This is not lavud, but it means it's not going to be chelik of the Rishus HaRabim. Right, it's not going to be part of the Rishus HaRabim if it's not more than 4 tvachim across. People don't use that. Right, it's not going to be used by the masses. So it's not going to be a chelik of the Rishus HaRabim. So you don't even need this stipulation that the lip has to be 10 tefachim high. So it can't be the case where the pit is flush up against the Rishus HaYachid. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Ach mayaskinan b'mufleges min hakotel arba. That no, inechinami, that it's 4 tefachim away from the Rishus HaYachid, but v'tam adika chuli asar. And the only reason that it's mutter for you to go take water from it, from the Rishus HaYachid, is because you have this wall, well, really a lip, but I mean, the lip is 10 tefachim high, it's considered a wall, and that's already going to make it, you know, that makes the pit into Rishus HaYachid, and then right, the water is not going from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim at all. But halakha chuli asara, come and tell them Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, there, Rishus HaRabim. Right, but if there was no pit, well, what would you be doing? You'd be taking the water out of the pit. Right, the pit is Rishus HaYachid regardless. Should qualify. Right, the pit is Rishus HaYachid regardless. But when you have the 10 tefach wall, so then you're ready, you have the Rishus HaYachid goes ad l'shamayim. Meaning if you had a pit that was below the Rishus HaRabim, so that when the water came out of the pit, so then it'd be going into the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim. Once you have the Mechitza Asaras, so then it's going into the airspace of the Rishus HaYachid. So that's what the wall does. That's what the lip, that 10 tefachim, does. That helps you out. For Rabbi Yochanan, number Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu b'teimu b'smucha. You could even say that the lip and the pit is right next to the Rishus HaYachid. Bakamash Malan, the bor b'chul yosem mistar from the Sara. And what the Mishnah is trying to tell us is not that the lip itself is 10 tefachim, but that the pit plus the lip counts to combine to make it 10 tefachim. So if you have a very narrow pit, but you have a big lip, or a very narrow lip and a big pit, so then you will be fine, and that's going to create a Rishus HaYachid. You could take the water from a nearby window. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah, and then we'll call it here. Ashbe Rishus HaRabim. If you have a trash, right? We did quote this earlier in the Masechta. If you have a trash heap or a garbage dump, whatever word you want to use, it's in Rishus HaRabim, so you can pour water on it from the chalon. I've lochashin and shemitinat al ashbe. Aren't we concerned that if we allow this point blank, that one of the days, right, again, we said that the garbage dump is 10 by 4. So maybe people will take away the garbage. Right, so then it'll be less than 10 tefachim. Right, and people will always throw out the window, right? They always thought that was mutter, but all of a sudden the garbage dump is gone or missing or lacking 10 tefachim, so that will be a problem. So, Vahara Oven Barav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak, Maisa Mavoy Echad, you had this story that you had a Mavoy, Shatsido Echad Kale Layam, one of the sides of the Mavoy was the sea. Mitzido Achad Kale Ashban, the other side was a garbage dump. Uva Maisa Lefni Rabbi. And they asked Rebbe whether you can carry in this mavoi v'lo amar lo iser v'lo heter. And he didn't say yay or nay. Heter lo amar lo, he didn't allow them because the chashina and shemitinat al ashbek, because he was concerned, excuse me, that maybe they would take away the garbage, and then people will have that issue. Or v'yala hayam sirton, or the sea might bring up some sediment, and then the previous ten tefach. You know, distance, but the wall that you had between the sea and the mavui, right, will be less, right? Now the wall is going to be less than 10 tefachim because now you have more sediment over there. But Yisr lo amar bo, but he didn't say it was Asr because the hakami mechitzos, because at this moment in time, right, the garbage dump is 10 tefachim and the sea bank is 10 tefachim. So Rebbe wouldn't do either one. Because apparently we should be concerned that the people will take away the garbage. Why aren't we goes there? So Gemara says, Lokasha, Hadiyachid, Hadirabin. So that if it's a case of a Yachid, if the garbage dump belongs to the single person, so then Mistama, that could be cleared away. But if it belongs to the masses, if that's a city garbage dump, so very very unlikely that they're going to remove enough garbage for it to become less than 10 Tvachim. Okay, Shkoyev Kodor Rabosei, we go weiter in the Hele Geshas tomorrow as we march towards the Siyam from Sagas Erevin. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.